I wanted to make this as realistic as I could to be a course, a Bible course that you would take if you were going to a Bible college. So I thought this is halfway through the course, I would give a midterm test tonight. But it seemed like the word got out. I don't see too many here. Anyway, I used this one time on a class where I had this happen to me in a psychology class, and I got to teach a class out here at Hawkey, and it was an emergency. Something happened to the teacher of that class, so I just lucked in at getting a job there for about 10 weeks teaching that introduction psychology. And in that class, that prof did things I'd never seen before. It cuts down on the competition, and it makes good sense. We took the midterm, and he says, all right, you can ask anybody in your row one question. So you could get up, and you knew who you wanted to ask, and I had a cousin in the class anyway. And then next, he says, okay, now you can go any place in the room and ask somebody another question. And he did that to where that was about 10% of the test he'd let us. And you know, this was at the end when the ones you were doubting, you know, did I get that right or not? You could go ask somebody, what do you think this answer, what do you have? And you worked on it together as a class. And I thought that would be a good way to do that. And I did that with them. And I think a lot of times there's so much competition always in taking education courses, and that changes it. This is a different kind of thing, too. I want to start out with something that is different. There's the answer. What's the question? So anyone can answer. We're going to take this together. That's the question. If we pronounce it providence, God's providence, what's the question? Think a minute. How would you word the question? What's that?
What does God provide?
Yeah. What is providence is basically on. How would you get somebody to understand what providence is, or what is providence really? On that, if we pronounce it providence, God's providence, then you understand it. Their providence. I said providence at the end. If you pronounce it providence, because that's a root word. God's providence, God providing for us. So that would explain it. So someone asked you that, that's one question I think they'd put on the test, because he started out with that. It is a good way of remembering that. God's providence to us. It will help us to understand the word providence better if we pronounce it providence. See if we can get this to change now. Okay, this one comes from page 1. The ability of God to provide all the necessities of his creation requires at least 3 things. One of them is God knows everything. The second thing is God has the power to do anything. And the third one is God is present. What word goes in that? God is present. I want to make sure this is up to me. Search with a knee.
Everywhere.
So God is everywhere. So those are the 3 basic things here. God knows everything. God has the power to do anything. God is present everywhere. Okay. This was lesson 2, and that's a basic thing. In order to please God, we must have blank and blank. Starts with an F, starts with an O. What are the 2 basic things that God expects from us to please him?
Faith and obedience.
Right. Faith and obedience. This is hard to write on because you got to watch where you touch. If I touch the wrong place, everything is gone. Okay, this... Page 9, it is a mistake to interpret good fortune as an evidence that one's life is acceptable to God. So if you're a rich man, you've got everything. Or it's equally wrong to assume that misfortune proves his disfavor. So if the person's having a hard time, like someone homeless or something, God's not pleased with them. That is a mistake, true or fault on that. Is it just the rich God's pleased with? Is it just the poor that's got his displeasure? It is a mistake. So that would be, you could put yes on this, be yes or no or true or false. So it is a mistake. And a lot of people do that. They think just because of your circumstances, it says something about you. Sometimes you get in those situations, you had nothing to do with it. Opposing views to providence. Deism, fatalism, pantheism, if I'm pronouncing that last one right. This I put in just so you realize there are people that have different views on this, and I don't think necessarily to remember those names. Those names you are not going to hear too much in religion unless you really get into reading different things about it. Deism remembers the one where God winds up everything, just sits back and let it happen. And doesn't really touch anything in his creation going on, just lets it happen. Fatalism, it's just fate. It just luck happened on that. Both of those are wrong. And then pantheism, I've never heard of that before, but people that think creation is God. So nature is God, and the different attributes and different things to nature are God. All three of those are wrong. So is that yet wrong or right? These three views are incorrect. They don't cover everything in God's providence. And instead of looking at those wrong views, we use the Bible, the Word of God. Okay, next one. Creation itself was a miracle when God created the universe and all that is in it from what? No. What did you say, Dave?
From the beginning.
Yeah. From the beginning would work, actually, but they're looking for what did he make it out of? There was nothing there. Yeah. So, but from the beginning, he created things. It wasn't there. He was here. And I'd never thought much about that before, too. God was always here. And that's a concept I think because we have such a short life, that's hard to realize. He's going to be here after the earth's destroyed. We realize that with heaven and hell. But he was here before any of this came about in this universe. If that's one thing I think will bring out when you think about creation, everything's go out in the summertime. August is a good night. Shooting stars shooting across the sky and everything. And look up and then think about all the universe and how many universes there are. And I'd like to show sometimes, there's some good videos on that from World Video Bible School, looking at how the different things in the universe are so exact, and without it, we'd be in trouble. And it talks about the angle of the earth and the rotation, the tilt of it, just a slight tilt of the earth, and we either freeze to death or burn up. So all that just happened by chance. It's what the evolutionists try to tell us. So it's made from nothing. Okay, and these are some I picked up from the last few lessons. Takes us about halfway there. True or false, providence is God's attention concentrated everywhere.
True.
Right. God's providential blank starts with the word starts with a G-U and blank G-U and the next word starts with a K-E, us in every situation of life. Got some people in here that are good crosswords, they probably can pick that out pretty quick. God providentially does what? What three things would be in providence? Somebody said it.
Guide.
What's the other one you hear a lot of times in prayers? guide, guard, and then the last one would be keeps. Guide, guard, and keeps. I don't know whether I'm not going to touch that. I'm afraid on that I knock that off and have a time getting it back. You do not have because you do not what? James 4:2. This is James said this about prayer. You do not have because you do not ask. A lot of times we're wanting things, we aren't asking for God's help. So it should be ask, A-S-K. God creating the world was purposeful, directed, meaningful, and this last word, intel, they say that a lot on that Wonders of Creation, shows intelligence, an intelligent designer. So God creating the world was purposeful. He had a purpose. It was directed. He knew what he was doing. It was meaningful. And above all, it's intelligent. It took an intelligent creator. The Bible tells us that performing of miracles has what? From 1 Corinthians 13, 8 through 13. Now, I think that's especially that one verse there.
Cease.
I think verse 8.
Cease.
So, right. Cease. It stopped. The miracles where someone's brought back from the dead after 4 days and that type of thing. Okay, this is more recent what we've been studying here. The word starts with P-R-E-S. Is the upholding in existence of what already is. In other words, you're looking at the earth. God is doing what with the earth right now? Right. Preserving it. Perseverance, preserving. And last of all, blank indicates that God controls all the physical universe. Where do we get proof of that, that God's in control of everything? How can we prove that? Good. Scripture. So that's the things I'd come up with so far. Ernie, can I start this one by just touching it, you think? I better let you do it. Go over to this and see if this works quicker. Oh, I want to tell them, just a second, I want to tell them where to start with this. If you want to get your notes out. Notes out on page 20. Find letter C in the outline there on page 20. And that's providence among individuals. That's what he's going to be doing mostly tonight. But the paragraph right above that, right above the C, providence among individuals, it says few nations in history. That's the first thing he starts out on. And if you want to know where he's going to stop, over on page 21, go down the left side of the text there, and you go down about 3/4 of the way, and you'll see the number 5. If you look on this is page 21, about 3/4 down the page, and right along the edge, there's a 5 there with the text. And that's where he's going to stop. He has a lot of scripture tonight, and he doesn't get really far, very far in the text. So that's page 20 and page 21. Okay, Ernie, let's see what happens. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. We'll see if the adults know this one. 702. 702. First and last verse on that. Verse 1 and 2.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are reaching.
Please stand if you're able.
Dear God in heaven, thank you for this time to come together, sending someone unto you and study your word. God, we ask you to be with us, unable to be with us tonight. In our prayer list of going through various health conditions, have surgeries, please give comfort to them during their challenging time. And God, we ask you to be with Brother Tom as he recovers from his surgery. God, we are thankful for our guest tonight. Please be with us as we continue our service today, that we're able to retain what we learned from our services, apply it to our lives, become better Christians, and that we're able to reach others and help the church grow. All these things we ask you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Ms. Yerney, do you want to go ahead and do that now? The invitation song, I'll try 488, 488.
Song Jim just led us in, song we all know, a song that should give us all some hope, because no matter what goes on in your life, Jesus does love you. He gave his life for us, that we might live and have a way of escaping sin and a way to get to heaven. It's not a hard way, it's just God's way. And that's what we have to do always, is do what God wants us to do. Live a godly life. One of the things in a week or two ago we had in our lesson was faith and obedience. We have to express our faith in Jesus, and then we have to be obedient to him. Tonight, if anyone has any type of a need, please feel free to come forward and we'll try to help you with those needs. Please stand as Jim leads us in song.
488. When with the Savior we enter the Lord in heaven, won't it be wonderful there? In the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells are ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? There where the tempest will never be sweeping us
Got a few announcements tonight. If you didn't get a bulletin, make sure you get that, because I'm just going to say a few things about the newer things here. We have a meeting where Glenn Colley is speaking, and he has some things on World Video Bible School and also the Gospel Broadcasting Network, well-known speaker. And that's from Lubbock Church of Christ in West Virginia. I'll put this back on the bulletin board on that. It's got the red Washington, West Virginia. I'm not familiar how far into West Virginia that is, but Glenn is a well-known speaker. He got many things out about the family. He's done a lot with family. Also, Chris Cochran gave us a call today that David Neal had got some really good test results back, so that's good to hear on him. Tom, hopefully he's healing yet. I know he's very sore, so I didn't get, Marcia got to talk to Mary today, but not to Tom on that, so hopefully in a week or so some of that soreness will be out and he'll be stronger and back with us. Let's see. About the Ladies' Craft Day, that's coming up. That's this Saturday, September 28th at 10 a.m. to noon. That's in the bulletin. Anything else that needs to be mentioned or updated about our sick or anything else? Good to see the kids here tonight. There's so many of you. You may have more than adults. You keep that up. Okay. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock to noon. Let's sing one more song. We're right on the time. We're just going past. We'll do one verse of this as soon as I find the number here. I don't see it. Now, if Tom was here, I could ask him what the number is. 382, I think, is it. 382.
We're part of the family that